You're all full of lies.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to get to this in just a second. Stop it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He wants to broadcast, George.
I just thought you were being...
I think you grabbed his.
We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
I just thought he was being weird. Okay.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Or technical meltdown.
You see my right foot? It's pressed down firmly on the pedal marked high quality.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Way too honest to be on the air right now.
On the Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We give you the three candidates, and then you get to vote on them. Maybe. 214-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Tuesday night's national championship game in women's basketball between Texas A&M and Notre Dame. Doris Burke doing the broadcast for ESPN. It's one thing to mispronounce the word deuce at any point, but when you say it like this, don't say it while you're doing a women's basketball game.
Tyler Diggins, I still think you've got plenty of time to go for the deuce. You know Texas A&M doesn't want to foul you, Dave.
Most unfortunate line in women's basketball broadcasting history?
Yes.
Right there?
Yes. It's just so disturbing to think of all the that whole team just pausing to go for that. Real quickly on the court.
And then after that, she giggled, so she knew what she had done.
All right, what should they go for?
Tyler Diggins, I still think you've got plenty of time to go for the deuce. You know Texas A&M doesn't want to foul you, Dave.
What an unfortunate moment that is in broadcasting history. All right, there's Doris Burke up for an e-break, and just a little history there. I don't think she's ever won an emergency break of the week. Candidate number two comes to us from the Dunham & Miller Morning Show, award-winning Dunham & Miller Morning Show, and that is one Gordon Keith.
Cancel me.
Who had a hard time coming up with a word again. Last week it was, you couldn't think of the word cook as to a person who prepares food.
He called them cookers.
Cookers, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
This week, say in your kitchen sink you would have a... that puts the water out would be called a what? A faucet, right? That's what most people call it. Gordon decided that it should be called something else.
So you got a leaky faucet, got a clogged drain, you need a new toilet, you need a new garbage disposal, new fountain and fountain installed. What do you call that? Faucet installed. Fountain?
Fountain? You put a fountain in your bathroom?
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You call Baker Brothers Plumbers.
Well, the weird thing about that is he just said faucet.
He just said faucet, and he couldn't think of the word 10 seconds later.
Fountain.
I also like how you stop yourself. Fountain. You know, like the Jim call. All right, let's hear that one more time.
So you got a leaky faucet, got a clogged drain, you need a new toilet, you need a new garbage disposal, new fountain, and fountain installed. What do you call that? Faucet installed. Fountain.
Fountain. You put a fountain in your bathroom?
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You call Baker Brothers Plumbers.
You know what's funny?
That is a horrible thing to say, by the way, during a live commercial. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
You know what's
funny?
It's
not a strong endorsement point.
When you first said it, you were questioning yourself.
I know it.
You said you need a disposal, you need a fountain, you need a...
You knew that wasn't right. So there's Gordo up for another e-break. Candidate number three is one Jean-Jacques Taylor, who was on with Norm this week. You can also hear Jean-Jacques on Sunday mornings with our old buddy Scott Harrison. They're calling their show the Soul Patch now?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Listen to the Soul Patch on Sunday mornings. And listen for broadcasting like this that certainly threw Norm for a loop when he brought Jean-Jacques on this week.
Well, you're obviously up and bright this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, let me ask you a personal question.
You got it. Well, wait a minute. I shouldn't say it. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Try.
How many pair of underwear do you have?
How many pair?
Yeah, I mean, you know, 7, 14, 25, just a rough guess.
I'd guess...
You've made more room for underwear in your
12, yes.
Dresser drawer.
Exactly right. That's the poem to Nancy. I'd say maybe 10 to 12.
Okay. All right. That's the kind of stuff you get on the Soul Patch on Sundays, baby.
Oh,
jeez.
Norm just had the biggest question mark over his head when Jock asked that.
Poor Norm.
That is a decent segment idea. What is your rotation of underwear? It's just probably not the best way to start off a Norm interview.
No.
When he gets John Jock on there, he wants to talk nothing but Cowboys and Rangers and stuff like that. He didn't have time for Grunders talk.
Well, and John Jock shamelessly promoting his weekend gig here at the Ticket.
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with that? It's like on the top of the website, too, okay? Is the Ticket shamelessly promoting it?
Yeah, the Ticket needs to quit promoting weekend programming.
Why do you say that? Come on.
Because he wants more promotion
of
himself.
We're all on the same team.
I got a funny email from P1 about Jean-Jacques' bio on the Dallas Morning News website.
Is it arrogant?
Well, it says career track and, you know, where he's been, where he's worked, most unforgettable experience on the job, some cowboy stuff, something people don't know about me. And then the question was, if I had two spare hours, I would. And Jean-Jacques' answer is, I'd watch a movie with my wife, Lorraine, and our daughter, Jasmine, in our home theater.
Whoa.
And Trey points out, why does he have to add in our home theater?
Just a scoreboard, everybody.
Right.
You know, you start off with family and being with family.
It's a real nice answer to begin with. Oh, wants to spend time with his wife and daughter.
Home theater. Jeez.
Man, he's big time. All right, so your three candidates this week, Doris Burke from BSPN, Jean-Jacques Taylor, or the great Gordo. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to place a vote for Doris Burke and for George Chocolate Pudding Underwear.
Ooh. Idiot. Flippin' idiot.
Gross.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the douche one.
Okay. Thank you.
George, you up for a vote? Ozzy voting for you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Remember when y'all went camping a couple weeks ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all kill Bill Walsh?
Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Come on, buddy, buddy.
Yay! Fake. No, it's fake. Die. This is fake.
I don't think so.
Jesus, Giorgio. We all got to do sometimes. Love you.
That's him.
Yeah, that's him.
It's
the real
know.
One. That was him.
Was that on line four, Jer?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. That's the real one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Craig Miller's douchebag.
Whoa. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, go ahead.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the ninth.
That was the fastest voting I think we've ever
Yay.
Had.
Wow.
It's not such a bad thing. And we got the fake Natalie Maines on, so all is good. Congratulations to Doris Burke.
That was unanimous.
Unanimous.
Nobody else got another vote.
No?
Wow. Not even George.
Everybody just likes saying douche.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured that would be popular.
Wrapped up like a douche in the middle.
I always thought those were the lyrics.
That's what I thought.
Totally.
It's deuce, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's what she was trying to say, too, right?
But what did she say?
Tyler Diggins, I still think you've got plenty of time to go for the douche. You know Texas A&M doesn't want to foul you, Dave.
Why does she have the voice that just shucks like this and she's shugging so baby she
Well, you know what? And there's a different spin that I didn't catch the first time through. She's telling her partner, Dave, to go for the douche.
Really?
Yeah, listen to that again.
Tyler Diggins, I still think you've got plenty of time to go for the douche. You know Texas A&M doesn't want to foul you, Dave.
Do you really have enough time to go for that
Dave,
in the closing seconds of a basketball game?
No, can't you wait till right after the basketball game?
You're only midway through this timeout.
Shower,
you got plenty of time.
You know.
All right, how many wins is that for Doris Burke?
That is her first win. She ties the violent P1 and Wash.
The violent P1.
Yes.
All right, then.